Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
To those families who lost a loved one, to the first responders, to the community, please know that we are praying for you and that we stand with you.
Vice President Kamala Harris addressed Sunday's deadly attack in Waukesha, Wisconsin, where an SUV plowed through a Christmas parade. At least five people were killed and four dozen injured. The suspect is due in court today. Harris's comments came as she announced a $1.5 billion investment toward addressing disparities in the nation's healthcare workforce. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy commended public health workers for their COVID-19 response.
They experienced a burnout, loss, trauma, and attacks. We must never forget as a nation that we have a critical responsibility to take care of those who have taken care of us.
The American Rescue Plan will provide scholarships and repay loans for healthcare students and professionals who commit to serving in need communities. President Joe Biden plans to nominate Jerome Powell to a second term as Federal Reserve Chair, indicating his faith in the Trump appointee's ability to navigate the U.S. economy amid inflation and unrest. Fed Governor Lael Brainard, a former Obama official, will be nominated as vice chair. A delegation of senators and U.S. representatives landed in Taiwan Tuesday evening local time for a diplomatic visit. The group reportedly includes Republican John Cornyn of Texas, who recently co-sponsored a bill to increase military aid to Taiwan amid growing tensions with China. Some members of Congress are being accused of taking advantage of the pandemic for personal convenience. Since May 2020, proxy voting rules have allowed House lawmakers to vote remotely. About 343 representatives from both parties filed a notice this year at least once to vote by proxy. That includes the 98 Republicans who Bill Huizenga of Michigan chastised for not showing up in person for Friday's historic vote on the Build Back Better plan.
I've missed votes because of family illnesses and funerals and graduations and things like that. Life happens. Life continues to happen. But when you have to try to actually leave town so that you avoid doing your job, I think that's disgusting.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi extended proxy voting until December 30th. A new round of subpoenas were issued Monday by the House January 6 Select Committee to allies of former President Donald Trump, including Republican strategist Roger Stone and far-right commentator Alex Jones. The committee is seeking information about the planning and funding of Stop the Steal rallies held before the attack. The Biden administration kicked off the holiday season Monday with a 56-year-old tradition. First Lady Jill Biden received the 2021 White House Christmas tree in 18.5-foot Fraser fir.
It's beautiful. It's magnificent, actually.
Later, the First Lady joined President Biden at Fort Bragg in North Carolina to celebrate Thanksgiving with service members. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.